From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Republicans say Democratic gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster hid during the Ferguson unrest. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the state's attorney general clearly showed up at the beleaguered city.
Republicans continue to accuse Koster of being absent after the shooting death of Michael Brown. But numerous photographs, news reports, and tweets clearly show Koster was present in Ferguson during the day and after nightfall.
I held meetings in schools, meetings with elected officials, meetings with the ministerial community.
But GOP gubernatorial nominee Eric Greitens says the question isn't whether Koster was physically present in Ferguson, but whether he made a difference.
What you didn't hear from Chris Koster was, "I'm responsible." That's what leaders do.
The aftermath of Brown's shooting death has played a big role in the gubernatorial contest. Koster recently received the backing of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
State lawmakers will be looking into crop damage in southeastern Missouri that was allegedly caused by use of an outdated herbicide. At least 115 complaints have been filed with agriculture officials that older versions of dicamba have contaminated at least 40,000 acres of crops in four counties. Republican House member Don Roan of New Madrid County says illegal spraying is to blame.
If a grower uses it and it goes over to another grower, we don't know what the loss will be. It could be nothing, or it could be half or 75% crop loss.
Roan has asked the Select Committee on Agriculture to conduct a public hearing into the contamination, citing a recent report from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that there's been more than 100 complaints filed with the Department of Agriculture about pesticide drift. The date and location has not been set. Attorneys for the police force and prosecutor that oversaw the grand jury investigation after Michael Brown's death have asked a federal judge to consider blocking the release of photographs of his bodies to his family's attorneys because they're worried that they can prompt violence if leaked. The St. Louis County Police and prosecutor made that request in a court filing on Tuesday in a case related to a wrongful death lawsuit by Brown's family. The filing warned that if the images become public, they, quote, may provoke unbridled violence. In November of 2014, the grand jury declined to indict former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.